I suppose, but look, that's the way it goes. Is some go for you, some go against you. It was maybe a bit harsh, but look, at the end of the day, it's done. They got the point, and it was level at full time, so we had to play extra time. But as I say, our guys showed great character, especially in the second half of normal time when we were well down at half time. We struggled to get into the game, but you know, come back great in the second half to get a draw at the end of it, you know.
Donegal playing, of course, at a higher level this past couple of seasons, but Tyrone proved that they're equal, at least equal to Donegal, and can play at that level.
Yeah, I said that before, and maybe after the final last Saturday, I did say that. I think these guys are capable of playing at a higher level. Obviously, Donegal have had a year at that, and you can see that, you know what I mean, playing at that level again, the likes of Kildare and Meath and these teams has brought Donegal on. But I know these guys, the more games they get at that level, I think they'll come on as well, because we have the hurling ability. It's just a matter of getting games at that level.
And you've often spoken about the character. You went 8 points behind and no heads dropped. They lifted the heads and they lifted the game, and you know, they were good value for a draw and possibly for a win as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I keep saying that after nearly every match, it's this character. You know, character is something that comes from within, and these guys have it. And today, they really had to dig deep in the second half. As you said, we went 8 points down at half time. You know, we didn't panic. We got out in the second half and we started getting into the game. And you know, in fairness to them, they dug out a result there at the end. And yes, we could have won it, but we also could have lost it.
I suppose as well, the character was evident throughout the encounter as well. But in the last maybe 10 minutes of the second half, he's really dug it in and upped the tempo. Fitness was exceptional.
Yeah, it was. And like, we had a game last week. We played a final last week, and this was another final this week. Now, Donegal and Ferns had 2 weeks since their last game, so we only had a week recovery. Which, you know, mean maybe an extra time there. We had a few fellas maybe just cramping up, but it, you know, our level of fitness was exceptional, considering we had a final last week and really another final today, and we had a tough game the week before against Roscommon as well. So they've been on the start for 3 weeks with no break, but yeah, the fitness levels were great, and they showed that at the end of normal time and also at the end of extra time.
Do you come into the semi into the replay now positive, or are you disappointed? Are the players disappointed?
Look, you take the positive out of it. You have to be positive. You know what I mean? You know, we were behind, we come back, we got level, we went ahead, we went behind, and we come back and leveled it. I always believe in taking the positive out of it. You know, there's mistakes, things happen, but that happens in life, it happens in games. But I think there's huge positives for it coming out of it. It was a great game of Ireland, and I say we could have lost it, we could have won it. But yes, you know, the lads are a bit disappointed, but at the same time, you know, quite happy that where we were at half time and where we were at full time, would have took that, you know.
And you meet again, of course, in the Nicky record.
I'm not even worried about that. You know, we'll meet again probably next week is the important match. As I say, we'll take next week. First of all, that's the only match we're really concerned about. If it is next week, we have to recover during the week. As I say, we'll be 4 weeks on the trot. We'll have played basically three finals, one league final, another promotion final today, and another promotion final next week, which is hard going on these guys. So we'll have to recover again, get them back up again. But yeah, the mood's good. Like, we're happy that we're still there, and we're going to go out next week and give it a lash again.
How will the preparations differ then from this week going into next week?
Yeah, I'm a great believer in focusing on us and what we do. I'm not a great believer in worrying about how the opposition, because I have no control over the opposition, really. So, you know, I'm quite happy with what we've done, and we have to stick to what we have been doing all year and try and implement that again and do that next week. So, you know, really, during the week, we can't do an awful lot as regards, you know, heavy training or whatever. It's a matter of recovering, getting our heads back right again and looking forward to the game. We've only 6 days or whatever to do that.
And self-belief, Matty, that performance today will certainly give you plenty of self-belief that you can compete at the higher level.
Yeah, but there is great belief in the squad anyway. And yeah, the more games we get like this here, and the more games we come through, tight, hard games like this, it's going to obviously stand to the guys. And that's what I keep saying to them. You know what I mean? They learn every day you go out, no matter who you play. And today is another learning curve, you know what I mean? But it was magnificent to come out of it how we did, and say we could have won it, we could have lost it. But yeah, it's a positive. There's a lot of positives in it, and the guys will have learned a massive amount from today, and I hope that.
Thank you.